storm that dropped inches of rain. KOVR-TV's Ashley Sharp is in Sacramento.
We've got several feet of water that's just standing here on Highway 99. We've got, several cars that are stuck here. Unclear if these are cars that tried to pass when the water was high or if they were on the road when that water started coming up. But regardless, those are cars that are stranded here.
2023 means a new Congress. There's now a battle for who will become Speaker of the House. Texas Representative Kevin Brady.
My hope is that Kevin McCarthy is elected Speaker. He's led us into the majority. He's united us behind an agenda, the commitment to America. Frankly, he has worked so hard to get us in this place, and he's ready to lead. So, I'm hopeful we can unite as a conference. We have a big battle ahead, try to get this country back on the right track.
New leadership in Congress could affect Ukraine. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides explains why.
Financial and military assistance to Kyiv could face challenges after Republicans take control of the House with a narrow majority in the new session of Congress beginning this week. The Biden administration is still dealing with high inflation and concerns that interest rate hikes to combat it could hurt the economy.
Next month will mark 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He's a man who's always been obsessed, right? Obsessed with restoring Russia to national greatness. And he fancied himself as the new czar presiding over an expanding Russian empire. Well, he's failed utterly, but he's increasingly isolated. Putin, he's kind of a street thug. I mean, he's a bully and a coward at the same time. I think now we have agency. We can stop meeting out assistance. We can give the Ukrainians what they need to protect their population and their infrastructure and to sustain a counteroffensive to regain at least the territories taken since the renewed offensive on February 24th.
Brazil is swearing in a new president, Lula da Silva. The BBC's Katie Watson.
People have come from all over Brazil. Certainly not just an official ceremony. Yes, presidents have come from around the world, but this is definitely an excuse to have a good New Year's party.
Some welcome to 2023 with a polar plunge like this guy in Pittsburgh.
It's like you get shocked, and then when you come out, you feel like you just climbed Mount Everest.
This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 21. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 29. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you? Or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. just the same. What are you doing, New Year's Eve? Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing,
chase myself a ghost. Went down Camino Espinosa, gonna get me a divorce. I'm gonna split with all my money to see that girl who loves a horse. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I oughter. I think I'll stay. New Year's Day. Well, I met them boys there from O'Connor, a cowboy like you've never seen. They're up for anything you want to live on steak and refried beans. They bought up half of southern Texas. That's why they act the way they do. When them boys meet me in Laredo, always been this way. I never do the things I oughter. I think I'll stay. It's new. pussy willow rose. She got that ring around the collar, got that ring stuck through her nose. She works there at the Dallas Cowboys, but she's got no in between like all them other boys in dresses. They ain't every cowboy's dream. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I'll stay, it's New Year's Day. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I oughta. I think I'll stay, it's New Year's Day.
That was New Year's Day by Charlie Robison, a country artist who kind of expanded later on in his career to incorporate lots of other different sounds. That's got a classic sound to it right there. A couple years ago, Charlie couldn't use his voice anymore because of surgery, so he had to retire. And before that, we opened this hour of Seth Faces the Music with Ella Fitzgerald. Lady Ella herself with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Probably one of the best recordings of that standard. Up next, we have an indie rock band that formed all the way back in 1997 in Washington State, one of the most distinctive names for any band. This is from their 2003 album, Transatlanticism. Here's Death Cab for Cutie, The New Year.
Hold us back. a new year. With it comes new hope and new fears. Met a young man, was in tears. He asked me, what induces us to stay here? I said, I don't know much and I'm not lying, but I think you just have to keep on trying. That's what's going to save me. That's what's going to save me. Took a stroll around the neighborhood where the trees are swaying. People passed in cars with their windows down, where the pop song played. A man walked by, rocking back and forth the street, with a drunken smile to go along. He stopped to look at me and said, child, don't fear doing things wrong. Yet I am still afraid, but if anything, that's what's going to save me. That's what's going to save me. Now I have a lot to learn and I'm starting tonight. Gotta stop looking at things like they're black and white. Gotta write more songs, love a little more, treat my friends better. Gotta stop worrying about everything to the letter. And sometimes when it's too hard to get up, it just might be that I'll call upon. But I find it hard to believe. But if anything, that's what's going to save me. That's what's going to save me.
You know what everyone needs? A first aid kit. Not just the kit itself, but the band first aid kit, made up of two sisters, Joanna and Clara Soderberg from Sweden, and their song, New Year's Eve. That brings us to the end of this segment of Seth Faces the Music, everybody. When we come back, one of my favorite artists. You've heard him on this show before, and I can't stress enough how original he is. I do it every time, but I really can't help it. He's coming up after these messages. This is WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Your mother burst in, it was freezing. She said, it looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said, keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver. Sheila, everything is in storage.
everything around me changed. Though I don't know where you've been, I know I'll never be the same. Hear a heartbeat in my chest, makes me feel I'm bulletproof. Whatever happens is worth the risk. I got a feeling you feel it too. Come on, baby, let me take your breath away. Forget about our worries, that was yesterday. Make a toast to all those champagne castaways. Come on, baby, let's kiss just like it's New Year's Day. Yeah, you're in my wildest dreams. You're living in my favorite songs. Every time you look at me, it's New Year's Day. Come on, baby, let me take your breath away. Forget about our worries, that was yesterday. Make a toast to all those champagne castaways. Oh, come on, baby, just like it's kissed, just like it's New Year's Day. Oh, oh, just like it's New Year's Day. Oh, just like it's New Year's Day. Come on, me, let's kiss just like it's New Year's Day.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Yes, Hootie and the Blowfish. And that's from a recent album of theirs, Imperfect Circle, which was released in 2019. Yes, they got back together and recorded some new music. Of course, Darius Ruckers had a very successful solo career in between this incarnations of Hootie. And before that, Tom Waits with New Year's Eve, as he can only sing it, plus a version of Auld Lang Syne, the only one you're going to hear on this show. For our next record, we're going across the pond to England, merry old England, and we're going to check in on a band called Another Sunny Day. Now, they weren't around for very long, from 86 to 92, but they recorded a couple of interesting albums, including this song. Here's Another Sunny Day with New Year's Honors.
I've waited for so long for someone who'd care, someone to live with together. But each day I wake up and she's never there. It seems I've been waiting forever. I've tried to hide
That's a newer artist by the name of El Lexa, and New Year's Eve was the song there. An interesting new artist who kind of has her fashion sense from 18th century French nobility. Hey, it's the 21st century. It takes all kinds. We are headed to our final break here on Seth Faces the Music today. When we come back, a song about New Year's, but not the one we're doing right now. Huh. It's about a different one, but it's just as fun, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out which one it is. This is WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Make a change. It's time for a Chinese New Year. It's time for me to make.
She sets her alarm 5 minutes to midnight and wakes just in time to greet the new year. Remembers the kisses, remembers the laughter. The kitchen, gets the champagne, opens the window, and wrapped in a blanket, begins to count and wait. 5 minutes to midnight and wakes just in time to say her goodbyes, thanking the old year for all it has brought her. No mention of the things it took away. She shuffles around, turning the lights out, closes the window, checks on the locks, folds up the blanket, empties the bottle, and leaves it in the hall.
Come to this
Regina Spektor, a Russian-American artist out of New York City, had that song for us, New Year. And before that, we had the group Sales from Orlando, Florida, with Chinese New Year. We still got a month before that one is going to be coming around. Up next, we have one of my favorite bands of all time. This is a song not just about one day out of the year, the new year, but thinking about the whole year. You know, normally at this point, I'd say get really close to your radios, but actually, I think this time, you should probably take a step back. Here are the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with 365 Days.
An dieser Stelle gerne eisgekühlter Baumalunder von den Toten Hosen gesampelt. Aber Rechtsanwälte und Plattenbosse haben diesmal wieder verhindert.
Well, that cleared out the sinuses, didn't it? As we wrap up this edition of Seth Faces the Music, I want to say thank you, everyone, for listening throughout this last year, and I hope you continue to listen throughout the whole new year. Got lots of new topics, got lots of surprises coming up this year, so stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music. We're going to go out today with this great instrumental version of What Are You Doing Christmas Eve by the sax man himself, King Curtis. So long, everybody. Thank you.
face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The new year began with intense flooding in parts of California that left at least 2 people dead. Downtown San Francisco got more than 5 inches of rain on New Year's Eve, the second wettest day on record. KOVR-TV's Curtis Ming reports on the extensive floods in Sacramento that closed parts of Highway 99.
We have a levee break in 2 different locations in the Wilton area, which has sent the Cosumnes River